Let's talk about this, shall we? What do you think? Do you like it? My wife hates it, which kind of gives me a lot of pleasure. She thinks I look terrible. There's a lot of out there, right? I just wanted to call out three things I keep hearing people say, and I keep seeing videos pop up online, and I just wanted to clear them up because it causes a lot of confusion, it causes a lot of stress, and it actually, I don't think it helps anyone to engage with these videos. I'm saying right now that here's three things I'm a bit pissed off with seeing, and just watch out for this because it exists, it's there, and it will catch you, and it will sound attractive, and it might give you reason to believe that you're not good enough or that you need to change or you can change. So here they are. Here's the three things that are most annoying me at the moment about voice videos out there at the moment. The first one is a big one, and it's a really popular searched topic, and that is that the voice is more attractive when it's deeper. Okay, so people are saying that a deeper voice is a more engaging, authoritative, and attractive voice. Now, I don't know who started this. I kind of understand where it comes from, but let's just say that whoever started this myth is guessing. Where's the evidence? Where is the evidence, in fact, that people find deeper voices more attractive? I understand from an audio perspective what a deeper voice can do. And it, for me, it's really simple. If you think about resonance, vibrations, the deeper the sound, the slower the wavelength. Okay, but you can have the same note higher up and it's just a faster wavelength. So somehow, I think, with audio resonance, that a slower vibration can actually move us physically more than a higher one, or in a different place, a different part of our body. We all interact differently with different vibrations and sounds, and deeper ones tend to have a sort of more visceral impact on us. But the idea that someone having a deeper voice makes them more attractive is, it's a spectrum. There's a spectrum not only of voices, but also of tastes, and also of, you know, the appeal of these kind of voices. I feel there's many reasons why deeper voices have in the past been known as being more attractive. And it's easy to say that, and it's easy to attract an audience from saying that, because people feel insecure about their own voice, and they feel that they're being told a deeper voice makes them more attractive. Therefore, if they felt more attractive, they might feel more confident in themselves. If you're one of those people, you should start becoming a bit more comfortable with who you are and improving what you've got. But that doesn't necessarily mean deepening your voice. I think a resonant, open, rich, relaxed voice is always going to sound more engaging and not more attractive. I don't want to say that word, but a bit more, because it's healthy. Right, and when someone's not struggling with their voice and the sound of it, it does sound slightly deeper because it will be more relaxed. But that doesn't mean to say that a deeper voice is more attractive. The second point I'd like to address is that there's many people who have contacted me, and I've seen this online. There's a lot of people out there who have been told by their friends, family, acquaintances, colleagues, whoever, that, oh, you've got a nice voice. Have you thought about going into voiceover? The amount of people that contact me who've had that is phenomenal. You'd be amazed to go through my inbox and just see. Because people they think, oh, maybe there's a career in it for me. Which is interesting, because people automatically jump to the assumption that because someone says they've got a nice voice and they could work in voiceover, they think, oh, another career. But if you're someone who's never done any acting or ever worked professionally with their voice before, there's a lot more in it than having a nice voice. It's like if you're one of those people that tends to make your friends laugh, it doesn't mean you're going to be a good stand-up comedian, because it's a very different thing in a professional setting where you have to be able to sight read incredibly well, bring something to life. So having a good voice, again, is only part and parcel of this. And in fact, you don't have to have a good voice to be a successful voiceover artist. If you're a good actor, if you're able to take direction, if you can lift words off the page. That's far more important than what someone says the quality of your voice is. And again, it's subjective. So just because one person thinks you've got a nice voice, or they think you've got a nice voice according to what they think the norm might be, or what those qualities are, it's wrong. It's not necessarily going to do it for you. So if that's your reason for getting into voiceover acting, you might want to look at the technical side of it. There's no reason why you shouldn't get into voiceover acting. I'm not saying you shouldn't, and maybe someone who's told you that is onto something. And you might be depriving the world of not sharing your voice. However, just try to maintain that it's a very difficult, very competitive industry to get into. And the people who are working in it usually got in it from the acting perspective, not from just having a nice voice. And they created their voices, they worked on their voices, and they improved their voices over years and years, and their skills and their sight reading and their ability to take direction, not just because they had a nice voice. So their voice probably became more, they became more adept at using their voice because of their passion for the acting and the craft, as opposed to they had a nice voice, therefore they then started learning how to act. Just be careful of that, because if someone has told you that and you want to get into it, you can learn and you can improve and you can do these things. And there's plenty of stuff on this channel to get you started, at least. And if it's something that you seriously want to take as a career, there are courses out there that can take you from zero to hero. Like, for example, my voiceover starter kit. And it's called the starter kit, but it is actually aimed at people who want to take their voice and make it be able to sell the qualities of that. And I do go through how you can make that journey. But again, I'm not just advertising my course here. I'm just trying to say, it's not for everyone, really. And the fact that AI is coming on board now as well, and everyone's using that, means that in the near future there might not be any work in that realm anyway. However, the skills that you can learn from that are always going to keep you in good stead, and your communicative ability is going to be very important in life, not just if you're going to be a voiceover artist. It can help you affect your relationships, your work life, your social life, in the future. So it could be something worth looking into anyway. I'm just rambling now. I know I am. This is a ramble video. I should just call this video Rambling Video, the video of the ramble, the rambling man. Rambling man, rambling man. If anyone can ramble, Darren can. Right, third point, and this is one that grinds my gears, man, is that you can change your voice quickly. Now, I have videos on this channel, and of course, in the past, I've been clickbaity about the fastest way to improve your articulation. You can change your voice in a day, 2 days, whatever. And usually it's a very specific part, and usually it's a teaser, a taster. It's to draw you in. But the truth is, you cannot change your voice overnight. Well, perhaps some of you can. Perhaps there are people out there who are very close to the improvements they want to see, and it doesn't take much for them to get there. But then there's other people who might be downright distressed with their voice, and it could take a long time. Either way, the voice is made up of your human body, your anatomy, your muscles, fascia, tissue, bone, blood, air, everything that makes up your instrument, your human body. And like going to a gym, if you want to build muscle, if you want to change your body, if you want to work on anything that's going to make some permanent changes, it's going to take time. Likewise, if you're working on your voice daily, incrementally, making small changes here and there, and just practicing and making a routine out of using your voice, you're going to improve. And if you don't, you won't. Simple as that. But nothing happens quickly. Be very careful of the clickbaity videos pulling you in saying you can do it like that, because you can't. It just doesn't work. Again, this is why I create online courses and not just videos. And it's just that I created courses before I made online videos. Let's just remember that. I didn't just jump on the bandwagon when COVID hit. I was creating courses based on what had helped me in my careers and my life. And I put them into packages that everyone can understand and could actually give people the opportunity to grow and improve over time, because it won't happen quickly. I think that's my rant out of the way, plus my little advertisements for my courses. But then I have to do that because it's my business. And since people are stealing all my content, I have to start promoting now, because I can't really afford to have this studio anymore because people have pirated my courses and are selling them and giving them away. So please don't do that, because it's affected my career and my lifestyle, and I've had to get other jobs now. That's why you don't see me here making videos much anymore. Anyway, I'm going to stop moaning now. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. Don't forget the competition that I started the other day. That's still open. You can check out this video here. And yeah, get involved. I think I'm going to keep that open for another few weeks. So check it out. And have a nice weekend and day, night, evening, wherever you're watching this. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. Until the next time, look after your voice.